Overhead Door Company, the original garage door company, serving you for over 90 years. Call 843-767-0028 or overheaddoorco.com. Overhead Door Company of Charleston, proud to open hour two of the Morrow Midday Show.
This is the Morrow Midday Show.
But wait, there's more.
On ESPN Radio.
Back again. Sadie's back. Tell a friend. Guess who's back? 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 Guess who's back?
Second hour of the Morrow Midday Show with Luke Morrow here on ESPN Radio. Coming up, we'll give away some tickets to the Charleston River Dogs, plus we got our Tuesday Top 10 to get to as well. If you ever miss anything from the show, you can always catch it on demand. ESPN Radio Charleston, however you listen to your podcast. However you may listen to your podcast, just simply search ESPN Radio Charleston. Broke down Arch Manning and the race for the next great quarterback, where Clemson fits into that. You can find that on demand. You could also always find the latest versions of the show podcasted right online. Just head to charlestonsportsradio.com, click on our show page for the Morrow Midday Show, and find the latest shows podcasted there. And how about this? A new way to take the show with you wherever you go and listen anytime, it's through our new app. That's right. We have ourselves an app. It's available right now on iPhones and will be available on Androids by the end of the week. But all you have to do is go to the App Store, search ESPN Charleston or ESPN 98.9, and you will find the app there. Of course, it's a free app. Download it, and you can listen to the Morrow Midday Show live through the app, or the podcasts are also available on that app anytime. So check out our new app. In the App Store, just search ESPN Charleston or ESPN 98.9, and you can find it there. You can also always listen to the show through your smart speaker and stream the show through TuneIn Radio. Listen anywhere in the world. So we got all sorts of options for you. No excuses. I don't want to hear any excuses, right? We used to be on more radio stations. Then we made some changes. And I've heard a lot of people say, right, Mount Pleasant, right, there's a dead spot. We can't get the show anymore. Well, no problem. Now you can simply stream it on your phone right through our app, website, TuneIn Radio. Bring your smart speaker in the car for all I care, whatever. And the best part is that our new app comes with Apple CarPlay and all that good stuff. So just when you connect your phone to the car, you got the app right there on your screen. And you can listen through the car, through the app, that way. So download our new app today, ESPN Charleston. Just search that in the App Store. If you have an Android, if you're a Droid user, wait towards till the end of the week. I believe it's supposed to be up by Thursday. So give it another 48 hours. If you have the iPhone, you're good to go. Our new app, just search ESPN Charleston. You know, I was talking about Arch Manning last hour. I've always thought about this. Which skill would you love to have the most? Not in terms of being a professional athlete, but in terms of being somebody that can just show off. Right? Do you wish you could throw a football like incredibly well? Do you wish you could throw a baseball really well? I mean, maybe you can do some of these things. Do you wish you could be a great shooter for basketball? My thought process, the scenario would be like you're on the beach, right? You're hanging with some buddies at the beach. Maybe you have a football there. And you want to be able to pick up the football and just sling it around. Or you're walking in the park. There's some kids playing in the park. And they say like, hey, you know, you want to play catch with us? And then you just, you know, you're dropping dimes. You're throwing 70-yard out routes. And it's like, whoa, this guy is remarkable. Or do you want to be the guy that could pick up a basketball and just, you know, drain it from anywhere on the floor? Or your office place thinks like, hey, let's go. We're going to go play some pickup hoops tonight. You want to come along? It's like, oh, okay. Right? And in warm-ups, you just go like 12 for 12 from beyond the arc. Not to the point where you're a professional athlete or even played at college. I'm saying you're just a random, right? You got the dad bod. You got kids. You're not playing sports very often, but you just have this skill, this ability that you don't even have to practice. You could pick up whatever it is. Pick up a football and just throw a tight spiral downfield anytime. On the beach, you're throwing to the kids, everyone. They're all coming around to catch passes from you. Right? Baseball, you can fire a baseball 300 feet. What would be the most important or most impressive the most impressive athletic trait or skill to show off. At a certain age, it kind of becomes probably golf-related. You know, you wish you could drill a golf ball perfectly, as far as possible and as straight as possible. Because at a certain age, I mean, you're playing golf more than anything. Golf, like bowling, pickleball, those are the sports you play in the second half of your life. But you watch Arch Manning as a 16-year-old, and he came up in that great quarterback family, of course, and you watch him, and you think, like, man, that's just not fair. Look at that kid throw a football. What would be the skill you wish you had? I mean, I played basketball growing up, but I was never a great basketball player. I think it would be pretty cool, right? That's like a drop the mic moment. You show up at the park, kids are playing basketball, you're an old, like, overweight grown man in his 40s, and you're just knocking down threes. I think that's pretty cool. That's also maybe the most real. Otherwise, the other option is, you know, like throwing a football on the beach or in the park, I guess. Kids are throwing a football. You show up and you're slinging it around, and they think, like, did this guy play in the NFL? That's what I think of. And when I'm just sitting around during the day, like, what would be the most impressive? If you could throw a football really well, if you could shoot hoops. But Arch Manning at 16, you watch those videos. Unfair. The next great quarterback, we believe, coming in the next 2 years of the college game. We'll get more to college football in a little bit. But I wanted to get to this first. After the Julio Jones trade yesterday, many believe that this somehow turns the Titans into now like this clear Super Bowl team, right? Like they weren't before, but now they have Julio. Okay, the Titans, they're winning the Super Bowl this year. And I don't think that's the case. I talked about it a little bit yesterday, warning you against falling too in love with the Titans. They still have a lot of questions. The defense was historically bad last year. I mean, the Titans already had a top five offense statistically a year ago and didn't win a playoff game. And you remove Corey Davis, who had 1,000 yards last year, and add Julio Jones. How many more yards do you think are there for the taking? If Julio has, say, 1,200 yards, well, that's only about an extra, 12 yards per game? Not a huge difference. And Corey Davis is gone. Jonnu Smith, their number three receiver, is gone. Right, Derrick Henry, go back and look at the history of guys when they have as many carries and yards as Derrick Henry, they take a step back the following year. The Titans lost their offensive coordinator. Their offensive line was only 15th in the league last year. There are still a lot of questions. They're going to be a good team. They got a lot of weapons on offense, but I don't look at this move of Julio Jones and think, yep, they're winning a Super Bowl now. I don't think it had that large of an impact. Vegas didn't either because their odds shifted very slightly. They went for something from like 33-1 to 28-1 to win the Super Bowl. Right, so yeah, it helped a little bit, but it wasn't a big. They didn't skyrocket up the board because you're talking about a 32-year-old wide receiver coming off an injury, now playing outdoors in a new system. And we'll see how things go in Tennessee. But I thought, after that trade and all the talk about the Titans the last 24 hours, why don't we run through here on June 8th projected division winners for the upcoming NFL season? Yeah, sure, it's too early. The season is still 3 months away. But at this point, we've had the draft, we've had free agency, now you have Julio Jones, we'll see what happens with Aaron Rodgers, that's the last big move. Maybe Deshaun Watson as well. Otherwise, we're pretty set right now in the teams and what they're going to look like for the upcoming NFL season. And when you look at the teams, it's hard to come off of some of the favorites a year ago. Right? Like, let's run through these divisions. AFC East, I think the Bills will win the division once again. They won it last year. They'll be the favorite again this year. I like what the Patriots did this offseason, but I don't think they have the quarterback to catch up to Buffalo. Miami is looking to take that next step forward, but I don't think Tua can. I think Buffalo wins this division once again. In the AFC North, the Steelers won the division a year ago. I don't think they will this year. We saw the Steelers, I think the more realistic version of the Steelers, the second half of last season. They were the last undefeated team, and then they finished the season as a 500 team. I don't think they win the division this year. Roethlisberger's another year older. Had to take a pay cut just to hang around. I actually think the Cleveland Browns win this division. The Browns finished in third last year. I think they're the team that takes the step forward. I'm not sold on Lamar Jackson. I know they went out, tried to get him some help at the wide receiver position. I'm actually worried about Lamar going in the opposite direction the longer his career goes on. Teams figuring him out. I think Cleveland takes the step forward, wins that division. They got even better this offseason. They improved their offensive line. They have one of the best rosters in all of football. They're right up there with Tampa Bay and Kansas City on paper. The big difference is the quarterback. But they don't need Baker to do a whole lot to win. I think the Browns win the AFC North. In the AFC South, after yesterday's trade, you probably figure, oh, the Titans. But I don't think so. I do think it's the Colts. Now, I'm not sold on Carson Wentz, but the Colts have a top 10 defense from a year ago. Their defense is much better than Tennessee. And they have all the pieces on offense. It's why they could plug in a 40-year-old Phillip Rivers, who's over the hill, and still go and win 11 games and go to the playoffs. Now, Carson Wentz, he is reuniting with Frank Reich. There's an opportunity for him to be much better. I don't trust Carson a whole lot, but I will say this. His big issue in Philadelphia was turnovers. Indianapolis has a really good offensive line. He will have time in the backfield. He won't have to try to force things. He won't have to try to rush things. If he could cut down on his turnovers, right, then the Colts could be dangerous once again. I think the Colts still win this division. They have the same odds in Vegas as the Titans do. I think the Colts have fewer questions. Their only question, and it's a big one, is the quarterback. For the Titans, like I said, what about their defense? What about their offensive coordinator? What about Derrick Henry bouncing back from that big season he had a year ago? I think the Colts win the AFC South. The Titans will be a wild card team. And in the AFC West, nobody's ready to overtake the Chiefs just yet. In the NFC East is wide open. I like Washington with Ryan Fitzpatrick, but my concern for Fitz is that he has this cycle where Fitzpatrick, if you go back and look, it's become a meme. They make fun of him online that he is a backup, gets starting opportunity, plays really well, is given a contract, and then falls apart. Right? When a team finally invests in him, that's when he doesn't play well. Then he goes to another team, starts off as their backup, fills in, plays really well. We think, okay, he can be our guy. They give him a contract. They invest in him. He doesn't play well. Has to go to another team, and so on and so forth, and it starts over. So Washington made him their starting quarterback. They went out and got him this offseason. And Fitzpatrick is actually a top 10 quarterback last 2 years in terms of QBR. My concern is that this is when Fitzpatrick disappears. This is when he like almost wilts under the pressure. Washington's counting on him to be their quarterback and get them back to the playoffs. I think Fitz has a bad year. I like Fitzpatrick. It's my prediction. I hope I'm wrong, but it's my prediction that he has a bad year in Washington. And they may be a wild card team, but I don't think they win the division. The Cowboys should be better with a healthy Dak Prescott, and the Giants should be better this year if Daniel Jones can play well, because they suddenly have turned themselves into a pretty good roster there, especially on offense. That division is wide open for the taking, and I do think, stop me if you've heard this before, I'm falling into the trap Dallas. I think the Cowboys, with a healthy Dak Prescott, win that division. In the NFC North, if Aaron Rodgers is in Green Bay, they should win the division. But what if he is not? What if he even holds out? What if he doesn't play, say, for the first month? He plays hardball. What if he doesn't come back till October? He finally gives in, right? Who knows? I think the Minnesota Vikings, you can call me biased, I think they will be much improved. They were 7-9 a year ago. Their defense should be much better. They made up that entire defense. It's a complete makeover this offseason. They made a lot of good moves this offseason. Rashad Breeland, Patrick Peterson, Xavier Woods for the secondary. Anthony Barr will be healthy. They get Michael Pierce back, who opted out. Danielle Hunter missed all of last season. They'll have almost an entirely new defense. The offense was top 10 last year. I think the Vikings will be much better. If Aaron Rodgers is in Green Bay, I think the Packers win the division. If not, I think it's a cakewalk for Minnesota. I think Chicago is in transition. I think the Lions will be one of the worst teams in the league. I think it just simply comes down to Rodgers if he's in Green Bay or not. In the NFC South, the Bucs are the obvious pick. They did not win the division a year ago. I think they win it this year. They won the Super Bowl. They got better as the year went on. And now they bring everybody back from a year ago. And in the NFC West, with Matt Stafford, the Rams are the sexy pick, and I think for good reason. The Rams should be the second-best team in the NFC behind the Buccaneers. Now, that team has a top-five defense. They won 10 games and made it to the playoffs last year with less than a 100% Jared Goff. Now they get Matt Stafford. The big question, Stafford will have to answer it this year, can he beat good teams? Because he's going to be tested in that division. In his career, he's something like 10-70 against teams with winning records, something terrible. But he'll be playing with a lot more talent in L.A. than he was in Detroit. Can he beat good teams? If he can win big games, because we haven't seen him really do it much in his career. If he can, this Rams team could go all the way to the Super Bowl. In terms of wild cards, I already told you the Titans in the AFC. The Ravens would be another option. And the Chargers would probably be my third. In the NFC, wild card options, I would say the Vikings. Maybe one of the teams from the NFC East. And then the NFC West as well, whether it's the Niners and or Seahawks. Those would be the playoff teams I'd be looking at this year. How much change with the Julio Jones trade? Not a whole lot. And 3 months out from the start of the season, that's how I see the playoffs playing out in the NFL. Speaking of playoffs, in college football, they're looking to potentially expand their playoffs. We'll get to that a little bit later on this afternoon. And also, speaking of playoffs, the Stingrays are in the playoffs. Except they can't play in their arena. So this leads us to our Tuesday Top 10 coming up in just a little bit. But I don't want to wait any longer because you're going to have to come get these tickets to be able to go to the game tonight. We have tickets here to the Charleston River Dogs. Their game tonight. Let's see. I got four tickets, and they're all together. So let me give out all four together in case you're a family, right? You can take the kids tonight. It's a nice June night. It's the summer. We'll make it real simple. I have four tickets in my hand. You have to come to the radio station and pick them up. The game is tonight, 7:05. If you can't get here, don't call. Let somebody else win them that can actually get these tickets. But if you can make it to the radio station, grab these tickets today and get to this game tonight, 7:05. I got four tickets for you in section 120. We'll make it real easy. Just be the fifth caller now. You got tickets to the River Dogs game tonight. Fifth caller, 843-721-9500. Fifth caller now. We'll give you four tickets to the River Dogs game tonight. It's the Mara Midday Show right here on ESPN Radio.
Spend lunch with Luke.
Attention campers, lunch has been canceled today due to lack of hustle. Deal with it.
On the Mara Midday Show.
It's the Mara Midday Show with Luke Morrow here on ESPN Radio. Congratulations to our winner, Mike from Johns Island, who got himself four tickets to the River Dogs game tonight. 7:05 first pitch at Joe Riley Park. We have more tickets to give away throughout the week. They're home all week, the River Dogs are. We'll be giving away more tickets, so stay tuned throughout the week here on the Mara Midday Show for your chance to win. Congrats to Mike on Johns Island. Come pick him up and enjoy the game tonight. So we've gone from songs about San Francisco to, Joe, you told me this is a band from San Francisco, huh?
Right, Starship.
Oh,
which Starship goes back to Jefferson Airplane.
Right.
And then Jefferson Starship. And then for legal reasons, when Paul Kantner left the group, they had to drop the Jefferson
part. Ah, I didn't know they were from San Francisco. That will lead us to our Tuesday Top 10 in just a moment. It's music themed. So cue up the intro, get the playlist ready for just a sec. But first, I have to tell you, if you have a problem around the house, Canty can fix it, right? You may think, I can't fix this. Don't worry, because the Canty Foundation Specialist can. Check them out online, cantyfixit.com, or give them a call, 843-484-3625, because Canty knows how tough it can be to find a contractor that you can trust. So they offer warranted solutions and a free, no-obligation estimate for all foundation repair services. They will repair your crawl space. They'll level the concrete. They'll repair your concrete. If it's a sidewalk that needs to be repaired, a driveway, a pool deck, whatever it is, they can handle it. They do commercial foundations. They have foundation repair products. They do basement waterproofing, gutter installs, garage floor coatings. And you also got to protect your toes, right? If you have concrete around your home that's cracked or uneven, such as a sidewalk, driveway, patio, or pool deck, the Canty Foundation Specialists offer the repair options you need to help protect the look of your concrete, the value of your home, and the integrity of those little toes. So contact them for a free estimate. CantyCanFixIt.com or give them a call, 843-484-3625. Especially, this time of year, you get a lot of rain. That could be trouble. You got to make sure the foundation's good and all this other stuff. You don't want any mold in that basement, and then, the wood gets molded. It hurts the foundation. So when rain reaches big levels in Charleston, constant exposure to moisture in your crawl space and basement's wooden framework can get rotted and create a dangerous home environment. So make sure you're good to go. Contact Canty Foundation Specialist, CantyCanFixIt.com. All right, so, there's an interesting situation here where we have the South Carolina Stingrays in the playoffs, and yet they can't play in their arena because the arena's booked up, the North Charleston Coliseum. That's where they filmed the show The Righteous Gemstones, which is filmed here in Charleston, and they're filming the season right now. And apparently, the Righteous Gemstones had booked up this week at the Coliseum 2 years ago. And they have it booked the second week of June every year for as long as the show is on. Apparently, they have the North Charleston Coliseum to film it. If you've never watched the show, it's an HBO show. It's Danny McBride, who now lives here in Charleston. It's his show, his third show with HBO. And you have John Goodman. Jeff Goodman covers college sports. So not Jeff Goodman, but John Goodman is in the show, and Adam Devine. And now, I haven't watched it. I've heard good things. They've had good ratings. I haven't watched it yet, but I do know they have a great song in the show that even I love. I'll play it every once in a while. It's very catchy. It was made just for the show, and it's a good song. That will lead us to our Tuesday Top 10 in just a moment. But the Righteous Gemstones, they're taking up Coliseum. So the Stingrays, for as long as they're in the playoffs, they have to play at the Carolina Ice Palace. Joe, have you been to the Carolina Ice Palace?
No, I haven't.
Oh, okay. I saw photos. It's just your typical, you know, ice skating rink. It reminds me of where my high school played. And so the Stingrays could only let season ticket holders come because you can't fit many people in there. And unfortunately, we're talking playoff games, and it's happening in the local ice rink with just a few people there. The Stingrays still found a way to win last night. So it's a tough break for the Stingrays, but they still got a big win. Hopefully they continue on here in the play. Hopefully they win a championship in that building. That would be something. Maybe it wouldn't be a good look for the league, but hey, who cares? The Stingrays will take a championship, and they'll play in your backyard if they win a championship. Who cares? So long story short, the North Charleston Coliseum is booked up by the Righteous Gemstones. The Stingrays can beat everybody except Hollywood. So it got me thinking. The Righteous Gemstones gives us one of the best songs we have from TV or movie, right? A fake song that was made just for Hollywood. So for our Tuesday Top 10, we do a Top 10 list every Tuesday. I put together the Top 10 list of the best songs that were made specifically for movies or TV shows. Or I should say, the 10 best fake songs from movies and TV shows. It's our Tuesday Top 10.
Time for the Tuesday Top 10, where we rank anything from quarterbacks to cheeseburgers right here on the Morrow Midday Show. Interested?
So I originally thought I would do best songs written for movies or TV shows, but there are so many, right? Like Knocking on Heaven's Door was originally written for a movie. Purple Rain was originally written for the movie. Mrs. Robinson, Across 110th Street. Classics that were originally written for movies instead of albums. So I thought, nah, this is crazy. There's so many songs to choose from. It wouldn't be a really interesting list. So I thought, let's take the 10 best fake songs that were made just for the characters in the movie or TV show and are not by real bands. Fake songs just for the sake of entertainment. And I put together the top 10 list. So Joe gets to play the role of DJ here for our Tuesday Top 10, and we run through the 10 best fake songs that Hollywood has given us. Number 10 comes from the great movie Eurotrip from 2004. It's Scotty Doesn't Know from Lustra. What's funny about it is that in the movie, the singer of this fake band is actually, it's a cameo for Matt Damon, which is really awkward. I don't know why they got Matt Damon to do it. I don't know what the connection is. But Matt Damon is the singer in the movie of Scotty Doesn't Know. This was used in Eurotrip back in 2004.
Scotty doesn't know that Fiona and me do it in my van every Sunday.
It's a little bit of a raunchy song, so we'll only play a little bit. It's clean. It's clean for radio. Don't get me wrong. It's just a little dirty. Eurotrip. Great movie. 2004 is a coming-of-age film. It came out after Road Trip. And then we got Eurotrip, where they go to Europe. And it was put together by Jeff Schaefer, who's done a lot of things. He worked on Seinfeld. And so, good movie, Eurotrip. There you go. Scotty Doesn't Know by Lustra. Number 10 on the list, sung by Matt Damon in the movie. Number 9, we talk a lot about The Wedding Singer around here. So, of course, you have to include the song from The Wedding Singer. Grow Old With You, when Adam Sandler sings it to Drew Barrymore on the plane at the end of the movie. And, of course, introduced by Billy Idol, because they let first-class passengers do whatever they want.
I thought it was going to be Somebody Kill Me.
Right now, we're bringing you some in-flight entertainment.
That's another good one, too.
One of our
with John Lovitz over in the corner.
We'd like to sing you a song inspired by one of our coach passengers.
Now, this is a classic from Robbie Hart.
Passengers do pretty much whatever they want.
Who later appeared in the Goldbergs.
That's right.
I wanna make you smile.
Right, a little bit of like a ballad, soft love song.
Carry you around when your arthritis is bad. All I wanna do is grow old with you. I'll get you medicine.
One of the top movies of the Morrow Midday Show, The Wedding Singer. And this was the big song at the end.
If the furnace breaks, oh, it could be so nice. Growing old with you.
That's the classic song now you could always sing to your significant other, especially if they haven't seen the movie. Pass it off as your own. They don't know. You'll never hear it on radio. And Adam Sandler, for as good of a comedian he is, and even an actor, he's a really good musician. In the movie Funny People, he did some covers for the soundtrack, and he did the Beatles version, or the Beatles song, Real Love. I think I prefer Adam Sandler's version more than the Beatles' version of Real Love. You can look it up on YouTube. He's actually a good musician. He's got a nice voice, as you hear there. So Robbie Hart from The Wedding Singer, Grow Old With You, number 9. Best fake songs we got from Hollywood. Number 8, it's Shallow, sung by Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga. This is the song Shallow from A Star Is Born, like the fourth version of A Star Is Born. The song is called Shallow. You'll hear this on radio. This is actually a good song. And Bradley Cooper actually turned himself into a pretty good musician for the film.
Tell me something, girl. Are you happy in this modern world?
Did you ever see this movie, Joe?
No, I haven't. I haven't seen any of them.
I only saw this one. I liked it. It was enjoyable.
Is there something else you're searching for?
I'm always impressed by the actors, right? Bradley Cooper said he worked for like a year with a voice coach to turn himself into the singer you hear on this track now. And he learned the guitar and he grew out his hair and beard and looked like a musician and did a really good job in that role, especially the performances. Man, that's not easy, I'm sure, as an actor singing those songs. And they did it, and they did live performances. Like the concerts in the movie, they did as if it was a real concert in front of people. I give them credit. So that's number 8 on the list. Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga, Shallow. It's got a really strong chorus, but we can't wait around for that. All right, now we get a little more into the obscure. Number 7. If you're of a certain age, you may remember this from your childhood. It's from the cartoon Doug on Nickelodeon. This song was created by the music department of the show Doug. And it's from the band, this fake band called The Beats, which was their version of the Beatles. And the song is called Killer Tofu. But I have to be honest with you. When I listened to this back yesterday, it's been stuck in my head ever since. It is a ridiculous song when you listen to the lyrics, but it's pretty catchy. Killer Tofu from the 90s cartoon Doug, number 7. Joe, you ever watch the cartoon Doug back in the day?
I just saw just little, clips of it here and there. I've never sat down and watched an entire episode or anything like that.
One of the best cartoons of my childhood. And this is number 7 on the list. Killer Tofu from Doug of the best fake songs. It's actually a much better song than it should be. It's for a cartoon about killer tofu, and yet when you listen to it, it's pretty catchy. It's been stuck in my head for the last 24 hours. It's like if the B-52s met, a harder rocker band. That's number 7 on the list. Number 6 from the movie Wet Hot American Summer. They then turned it into a TV show on Netflix. The song is called Higher and Higher, and it was done by their music director as well, Theodore Shapiro, who's done a lot of soundtracks in Hollywood.
And Bradley Cooper was in Wet Hot American Summer as
That's
well.
That's true. That's true. We got Bradley Cooper twice on this list. Wet Hot American Summer is one of those films. It came out 20 years ago when all these people, you had no idea who they were. Bradley Cooper and Paul Rudd and Ken Marino, it had a great cast. And this was before they really became stars.
And a spot-on spoof of the camp movies, from the 80s.
Yes.
Summer camp movies, yeah.
It's actually one of my favorite movies. And so this song is also making fun of the 80s montage, right? Every movie in the 80s needed a montage. So this was the song they used while they taught one of the characters how to pick up a girl. And it's Higher and Higher from Wet Hot American Summer. It's number 6 on the list of best fake songs from Hollywood. Takes a while to get to the words. They brought it back in the series and added a nice guitar solo and words, and they performed it and they all sang it. But Wet Hot American Summer had Paul Rudd, Christopher Maloney, Molly Shannon, David Hyde Pierce, Janine Garofalo, Michael Showalter, Ken Marino, Michael Ian Black, incredible cast, Amy Poehler, Bradley Cooper, nobody knew who they were, Elizabeth Banks, Judah Friedlander, and this great song. Number 6 on the list of best fake songs that Hollywood has given us. The whole reason we're putting this list together for our Tuesday Top 10 is because the Stingrays, South Carolina Stingrays, can't get into their building for their playoff games. They have to play at a local ice rink because the Righteous Gemstones, an HBO show, has a contract for the North Charleston Coliseum.
And that's actually their practice facility, too.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. Anyways, that leads us to number 5 on the list, which is the whole genesis of this list. It's the reason why we did this. It's the song Misbehavin', which is from the show Righteous Gemstones. And it's a comedy song that was written, but I got to tell you, it's pretty catchy. Misbehavin', number 5 on the list.
We're going to sing and we're going to dance!
Mama told me not to, I did anyway, misbehavin'.
Daddy said don't, but I said I'm going to misbehavin'.
This song has taken on a bit of a cult following, especially of fans of the show. They've written articles about it. They've done interviews about it, about how this goofy song written by Danny McBride and Joseph Stevens became a viral hit from the TV show.
But in parentheses, it says 1989.
Yeah, that's because they're pretending that it was from 1989 when it's in like a flashback of when they were younger. And the show takes place back in the day. But Misbehavin' from the Righteous Gemstones. Walter Goggins and Jennifer Nettles, the singers on that one. And I always appreciate when the actors and actresses sing the songs themselves, right? To show that they're multi-skilled. Number 4 of the best fake songs from Hollywood. Degenerated by the Lone Rangers. Now, to be fair, this was a bit of a cheat because this is a cover. This was an actual song that they used for the movie.
From the movie Airheads.
Which is a great film. Again, you talk about movies with actors before they were, you know, this was Adam Sandler before he really became Adam Sandler.
And Steve Buscemi.
That's right. And then Brendan Fraser. Now, the version from the movie when Brendan Fraser sings the song is not available on Spotify. But this is the next closest thing. It's degenerated by, essentially, the Lone Rangers from the film Airheads. Takes place in the early 90s, so you get that like hard rock grunge scene. That's how the characters dressed as well.
I don't think they were into grunge, because there was that line and he asked the guy, you actually listen to that Seattle BS.
Oh, okay, well that's fair. Adam Sandler was the drummer. Listen to Sandler on those drums. Brendan Fraser was the singer and guitarist. They hold the radio station hostage. Don't get any ideas. And it's a great comedy film from almost 20 years ago. Michael Richards is in it.
Joe Mantegna as Ian the Shark.
Chris Farley before he sadly passed away.
Ernie Banks is actually Chris Farley's partner.
Oh, yeah?
He's the supervisor. He's the cop in charge. Ernie Hudson.
Okay, I was going to say. Ernie Hudson's in the film. Great movie. Airheads from back in the day. That was always on TV when I was growing up, and I used to watch it all the time. And I love that they were called the Lone Rangers, right? And that was the whole joke. How can you be alone if there's more than one of you? How can you be the Lone Rangers?
Oh, another one. Michael McKean.
He was
a station manager, and he was one of the guys in This is Spinal Tap.
Oh.
And others might remember him as, I can't remember if he was Lenny or Squeaky from Laverne and Shirley.
Well, how about that? So the Lone Rangers degenerated from the film Airheads. Number 4. Sung in the movie by Brendan Fraser, Steve Buscemi, Adam Sandler, the other band members. Number 3 on the list. We're coming down the top 3. Number 3 comes from the movie Almost Famous, which is another great film from 2000. And it's from the fake band in that movie, Stillwater. The song is Fever Dog. The song was written by Cameron Crowe, who was the director of the film, with his then-wife Nancy Wilson of Heart. And it sounds almost a little like Led Zeppelin. Stillwater, Fever Dog, number 3 on the list. When I listened back to this yesterday for the first time in years, I realized it sounds a lot like U2's Bullet the Blue Sky, this opening. But Almost Famous, it's about a kid touring with a rock band when he's like 16, writing for the Rolling Stone, based on Cameron Crowe's life. And the band becomes really famous back in the 70s, Stillwater. This was their big hit, Fever Dog. It's a good song. Mike McCready of Pearl Jam plays guitar on it, and it was used in the movie.
Actually, the first time I saw this movie, I was on a plane.
Yeah?
And didn't realize until I saw it later on that the version I saw, they cut out the plane ride scene. For obvious reasons when you see it.
Yes. That's interesting. That's funny. Stars Kate Hudson, Jason Lee, a young Zooey Deschanel, Francis McDormand. Good movie. Philip Seymour Hoffman. If you're into music and like classic rock from the 70s, and you haven't seen Almost Famous, then you're missing out. Down to the last two. These two may be obvious. Number two of the best fake songs ever given to us from Hollywood. I got to do it. Sugar Sugar by the Archies. I've been made fun of before because I like this song. It's a great song from the Archies back in 1968, I think it was.
Actually, the number one song of 1969.
Oh, 69. There you go. So how can you fault me for liking it? It was the number one song. Got Jughead on the drums. The Archies. Sugar Sugar, number two on the list.
I remember watching the reruns in the morning as a kid.
Oh, Archie's fan. In the 90s or early 2000s, some one-hit wonder took this and turned it into a rap song. And I remember that from my childhood as well. But a great song from the Archies. And the three musicians that worked on this song were all very successful. You wouldn't know the names, but they've written songs for a lot of famous people. And that will take us to number one in our Tuesday Top 10, the 10 best fake songs. They couldn't be real songs that were used for the movie. I'm not talking Bob Dylan here, but these had to be specifically for the characters in the movie. Number one, The Wonders, That Thing You Do. Great song. Tom Hanks movie from about 1996. This is a hit right here. About the Oneaters from the 1960s. With Steve Zahn and Liv Tyler and Tom Everett Scott in this film, and Tom Hanks as Mr. White. Rita Wilson, Colin Hanks, Howie Long, Bryan Cranston all make appearances. Great movie, great song. Number one on the list of the best fake songs Hollywood have given us, That Thing You Do by The Wonders. That was another movie that was on all the time when I was growing up. I love that movie. I've seen it dozens of times. And somehow it came up while we were out at Kiowa, and Bobby hates that song, and I think hates the movie. So there you go, Bobby. Number one of the best fake songs Hollywood has ever given us, That Thing You Do by The Wonders.
I'm going to throw in a couple of honorable mentions. Both
sure,
of
let's
them
hear
from,
them.
From Trey Parker and Matt Stone.
Oh, okay.
From South Park.
Yeah.
One is Now You're a Man,
uh-huh.
Which we probably wouldn't be, because of the second verse, we probably wouldn't be able to use on radio.
Okay.
Because it contains a variation of one of the seven words you're not supposed to say on the air.
Yeah, that wouldn't fly.
And the other is a song about having a montage. It is from I think it's from the fifth or sixth season, an episode called Aspen with two S's, where they go to Aspen, and it's about a training montage. You gotta have a montage.
The 80s, for some reason, somebody tell me why. Why were we all about the montage in the 80s? Every movie had it. You had Kenny Loggins with Footloose, and of course you think of the Rocky training scenes and Eye of the Tiger. And all the movies, every movie in the 80s had to feature, even like The Breakfast Club had a montage. Every movie in the 80s had a montage.
It's called cutting for continuity, you know, to condense it for time.
Yeah.
That's why.
Push It to the Limit from Scarface. Oh, that's a great one. Every movie in the 80s had to have a Karate Kid with You're the Best. That's another classic. Anyways, there you go. you indulge me in my Tuesday Top 10 this week, the 10 best fake songs Hollywood has given us. Righteous Gemstones at number 5 on the list as they kick the Stingrays out of their building for the playoffs. But nobody beats The Wonders, That Thing You Do.
I think there are a couple more on that list you had. I think we're better.
Oh, what would you put at number 1 of the songs we played? Of the 10 we just played, which one do you think is number
one? Of course, Fever Dog is going to be up there.
Yeah, that's a good song.
And I actually did, now I thought the Killer Tofu one was pretty catchy.
That's right.
And then, of course, the Higher and Higher.
Yeah, that's a great song.
Yeah.
My buddies and I will text each other every once in a while, just randomly text each other that song, Higher and Higher from Wet Hot American Summer. And let me tell you, you're going to wake up in the middle of the night and think of me because Killer Tofu will be stuck in your head. One of these songs will be Killer Tofu or Misbehavin'. That's why they're so catchy. That's why they're so good. They get stuck in your head. You can't get them out. The top 10 fake songs Hollywood has given us. You can always tweet the show at Morrow Middays, message the show online, charlestonsportsradio.com, or text the show as well, 843-608-1734, if we missed any. But I think that's the best top 10 list you can put together of fake songs. When we come back, Nick Saban got a new contract. What does it mean? We'll get to that coming up. It's the Morrow Midday Show. Right here on ESPN Radio.
Spend lunch with Luke.
Yo, what up?
What's the word, big fella? Everything's good on this end.
Hey, Luke, how's it going? Thanks for having me on the show.
Great show. You're doing a good job.
Hey, you're turning into rapidly my favorite person I've interviewed with, and I've done like 50 of these in the last week.
You've done your homework. I like it. I absolutely like it. I love that.
Another great thought.
You know, it's uncanny how you do this, Luke. And I don't know how you do it, because I do this gauntlet of radio on Thursdays where I do all these different cities. Many of them need their hosts to have me give them some talking points. You hit all my talking points every week. It's uncanny how good you are.
Appreciate you guys being right.
Very impressive.
Shout out to all the people in Charleston that support the show.
Tell your friends. Tell your friends.
On the Morrow Midday Show.
Wait a minute, baby. Stay with me a while. Said you give me life, but you never told me about the fire.
Coming up, more salt in the room. More salt in the wound. That's what I was trying to say. More salt in the wound for the Gamecocks. Get to that here on the Morrow Midday Show with Luke Morrow on ESPN Radio as we wrap up hour two on this Tuesday afternoon. We'll get to the Saban stuff next hour. If you ever miss anything from the show, such as our Tuesday Top 10, you can catch it on demand. ESPN Radio Charleston, however you listen to your podcasts. Search ESPN Radio Charleston or find those podcasts online at charlestonsportsradio.com. Just simply go to our show page where you can always leave a comment for the show as well. And now you can download our free app and listen to the podcast there right on your phone. Just simply search ESPN Charleston in the App Store to get our free mobile app coming soon later on this week for Androids. Gave you my top 10 of the 10 best fake songs Hollywood has given us in movies and TVs. Lustra's Scotty Doesn't Know from Eurotrip. Robbie Hart's Grow Old With You from The Wedding Singer. Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga's Shallow from A Star Is Born, the newest version. Killer Tofu by The Beats from the cartoon Doug. Higher and Higher from the movie Wet Hot American Summer. Misbehavin' by The Righteous Gemstones, filmed right here in Charleston. Degenerated by The Lone Rangers from Airheads. Fever Dog by Stillwater in Almost Famous. The Archies, Sugar Sugar from The Archies. And number one being That Thing You Do by The Wonders in the great film That Thing You Do. Hey, a look in at the Columbia Regional, and maybe more salt thrown in the wounds of the Gamecocks. Virginia ended up winning today in 10 innings. This thing has been dragged out. They were supposed to play yesterday. Weather kept Virginia and Old Dominion from being able to play in the regional final yesterday. So they were going to play today, and I believe first pitch was scheduled for 9 a.m., And the game went to extra innings. It went over 4 hours. They had to play through rain again this morning. But in the end, Virginia ends up getting the win 4-3 in 10 innings, beating Old Dominion. So it's Virginia that is able to hold on. But here's where things get interesting, or if you're a Gamecock fan, maybe even more frustrating, is because they also announced this morning that Founders Park will host the Super Regional between Dallas Baptist, who won the bracket, or the region on the other side of the bracket, and the winner of the Columbia Regional, which is now Virginia. So Virginia and Dallas Baptist will play the Super Regional at Founders Park. So if you're interested in watching some more good college baseball, you can go check it out. But it goes back to what I said last week when I actually picked the Gamecocks to win their regional and touched on it again yesterday when they lost, that things broke their way. There was an opportunity. There was a path. There was an opening for the Gamecocks to try to zip through, and they just couldn't do it. It was like I heard Coach K say this about Jay Billis, right? That Jay Billis was I forget the exact phrasing, but he was like a right lane driver on an open highway, something along those lines. That Jay was a very smart player. He just didn't have the athleticism to get it done. He could see the opening. He just couldn't fit the opening. It'd be like if you're driving on the highway and you're used to and there's that opening, right? And you got to make a quick move to maneuver between the cars, but you're used to going 60 in the right-hand lane. You just can't do it. And that's like the game's that opening. I thought they had a good draw in their region. And then if they were able to get past their own region this past weekend, then you can host the Super Regional, and not only that, but you don't have to worry about the fate on the other side, which was TCU. They got eliminated. You would face Dallas Baptist, who has a good baseball program, but they were not the number one seed in their region. And you would be able to welcome them into your ballpark for the Super Regional. It was there for the taking. The Gamecocks had a good draw this weekend. They were at home. Great environments at least Saturday night. And they also could have remained home for the Super Regional while welcoming in Dallas Baptist instead of having to worry about facing a TCU. They just couldn't. They saw the opening, and they couldn't get in there because their offense just simply wasn't good enough. They saw that opportunity. Like when you're driving on the highway and you don't react fast enough to see the perfect opening to weave your way through traffic. That was the Gamecocks. And if they found a way to get through this weekend, they'd be at home against Dallas Baptist. I'd pick them to win that as well. And now you're talking about Omaha. But it was not to be. The Gamecocks offense couldn't do enough this year. More salt in the wound as Virginia will get to continue to play at Founders Park as they will welcome in Dallas Baptist for the Super Regional. Hour three coming up, still a lot to do. Nick Saban with a new contract. The change that should be coming to college football. Not the one that could actually come, but the one that should. And also, the Milwaukee Bucks were just completely embarrassed last night. No one's stopping Brooklyn. Hour three next. It's the Mara Midday Show here on ESPN Radio.